7:41, another slow roll this morning along Connecticut Avenue in Chevy Chase as emergency road paving continues round the clock and will likely extend into part of the weekend as well. Joining us live now is Dave Buck with Maryland State Highways. Dave, I know this took you a little bit by surprise, too. Explain how this all happened.
Well, what happened was when we do any paving job, we mill off the top 2 inches of asphalt. The road underneath was so severely damaged that we had to get a different asphalt mix. We had to kind of scramble at the last minute to get some things approved, and that pushed us into this situation where we're paving 24 hours a day. But we've made incredible progress overnight. The northbound lanes are actually done. The asphalt is cooling. We're going to stripe that, and we're going to be done on the northbound side by about lunchtime today.
Dave, the WTOP Traffic Center has been hearing from a lot of drivers who wonder why not hold off and do this work over the weekend when most people are away and avoid these rush hours and all the Friday activity you're going to see.
In an optimal world, we would have been able to do that, and we would have been working overnight with minimal impact to anyone. But literally, the road, the base, the underneath part was crumbling, and it would have been such terrible condition over the holiday that we had to start this 24/7 operation. So if we could have waited, we would have, but we were in a position where we couldn't wait.
Having found what you did find underneath that top layer of asphalt on Connecticut Avenue, will this change how you go about other projects to come now?
Unusual. I mean, we take off the top 2 inches of asphalt on all of our paving jobs, and it's extremely rare for us to have this type of condition underneath the bottom 4 inches, if you will, the base. So, I mean, out of every 10,000 paving projects, this might happen once, and so we could do years and years more of paving and never see the type of deterioration that we had underneath. With that said, probably a decade from now, when we come back in to do this section again, we're going to have to do a full-depth reconstruction because of the condition that's underneath the road here.
And how long is that going to take?
Oh, no idea. That's something that will have way, way many years down the road, but that's way out and not worried about that right now. But for folks that are traveling on southbound Connecticut, we need them to be aware that we're going to be starting on the southbound side this afternoon. So this is making things happen much quicker, but we're also getting it, moving things along very fast, which is good news.
So if you start this afternoon, how long you think that'll go?
Well, based on what northbound took, clearly through tonight and into Friday, and we still have, there's three southbound lanes and then there's a turn lane in the middle. So we're still shooting for hopefully late Friday, early Saturday. If it's earlier and the weather's been cooperating, then we'll let you know that as well.
Dave Buck with Maryland State Highway explaining why it's such a mess on Connecticut Avenue.
Thanks
so much.
Thanks.
7:44 now.